right, here we go with Boots and Salutes. Anything that's on your mind, 306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You can start things off today.
Good morning, guys. I've got a huge boot here for Mr. Trudeau and our Veterans Affairs Minister, Seamus Reagan. Here it is, 3 days after Remembrance Day, and last night on the national news, they're denying a 92-year-old veteran from going into a veterans hospital with 16 beds available because he wasn't born in Canada, fought alongside the Canadian troops, but I guess that wasn't good enough. What a disgrace those two little boys are. They should be totally ashamed of themselves. But then like Trudeau said, I guess they are asking for too much. Shame on him.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a boot for the CFL and some of their rules. The first one is the challenge flag. When a coach throws a challenge flag and wins, I think he should get it back again. If he throws it and loses, you lose it. And the other one is this helmet-to-helmet hitting on quarterbacks. If I was setting the rules, if you hit a quarterback helmet-to-helmet in the head and took him out of the game, we take your quarterback that's playing on the field right now and take him out of the game and you put somebody else in because we have to put somebody else in. That's the way I would make it work. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Interesting point. I'll just add to one little quick thing before I take another call, is that Odell Willis, who hit Zach Collaros, by the way,
right,
was fined the maximum amount by the Canadian Football League.
And so, that is what?
I don't know because
they don't announce that.
But we do know that he got the maximum punishment. So that's it. So it's a collective bargaining thing too, right? If you want him to sit, you got to go ahead and you have to change the rules with the players. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Just a bit of knowledge there for Dave. It is customary after Remembrance 11th to take your poppy and either leave it at the memorial site or on a reef.
Oh, there you go.
I did not know that. Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I guess I might as well just, while I'm at it, salute all the people in the armed services.
Thanks for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to send my condolences to the radio station on the death of Sharon and to her family.
Thank you very much. And by the way, too, her memorial service will be held on Saturday afternoon.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, they should change the football rules when they have playoffs to best out of three. At least the team will have a better chance to win maybe a second game or something. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. The maximum fine the Players Association they have is half the wages, whatever he makes per game, they take half of that.
All right.
And, you know, here's the other thing, too, is that punishing the player is one thing, but I think you'd have much more traction if you punished the team.
Yeah.
Make the team responsible for its employee.
Yep. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I have two salutes. The first one is to Sid, who helped me this morning. He pushed my car off the street onto a parking lot on 3rd Avenue North. It wouldn't start, so I appreciate that so much. And the second thing is to whoever organized the parking, getting cars out of the parking lot at Sass Place after the Remembrance Day service. We got in our car and into the line and out of there in less than 10 minutes. It was absolutely amazing.
Nice.
And I just wanted to let them know how great that was. And Sid, too.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning there. I'd like to salute Tom there for joining the electrical team down there at Simpac. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And, this refereeing's got to stop. They got to wake up and smell the coffee, maybe get some glasses on. And I know I'm not a big Ryder fan, but that was a bad call. There was no call there whatsoever. So I boot the referees, and whoever's a referee, wake up. I got a pair of glasses you can use.
306-938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727, anything that's on your mind this morning. Got a text message a moment ago here. It's from an anonymous texter, but it says, "Hello, Boots and Salutes. City Council should let the citizens vote on a wage increase. If we want to pay for an arena downtown ever, They should look for ways to save the citizens from further tax increases. Thank you. And, of course, that's in light to city council voting themselves a raise yesterday, which basically offsets
tax. Yeah, I was going to say.
So they're not taking home more money, but it does cost us as a taxpayer more money.
Well, let's blame the federal government because they're the ones who took away the tax break that originally the councillors and the mayor received.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put the blame where the blame belongs.
So, with that logic, because Ottawa would like to impose a carbon tax, I should be entitled to a raise then?
Yes. I'm a big fan of that, Dave.
Really?
If you can push that one through, I am a big fan.
Every employer then should be able to, every employer then should be mandated, you know what? This tax has come in. We don't think it's fair, but you know what? We're going to give you that raise.
I vote you Prime Minister. Dave Thomas for Prime Minister, ladies and gentlemen.
Probably give more salutes than Trudeau. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. Yeah, why is Saskatoon City Council getting paid $14,000 more than Regina City Council?
It would be said because we're a bigger city.
Not that much bigger.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I just don't believe that the taxpayers should be on the hook for paying anybody's income tax. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is in reference to wearing the poppy after November the 11th at noon. It is to honor the veterans that fought and died in the wars and the present ones as well that are still living with us. But basically, it is to remember the veterans up to that time and after the service. That's why in Ottawa, you see all the people putting their poppies down on the forgotten soldier's grave. So it's not a disrespect to wear them past, but it is to just wear them up to in a time after the services.
See?
And we thank everyone who was involved in any service across Canada for the Remembrance Day services that were put on.
Right on. It's a learning experience this morning.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you very much for the call. And with that, yes, absolutely. Saluting the veterans and all the armed forces, we're going to leave it there this morning. We'll pick up the conversation again tomorrow morning at 10 to 8. Boots and Salutes has been brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered. After 8 o'clock, Joe Diffie, Brett Kissel, Billy Dean, Legendary Country coming your way. Also, the fastest 8 seconds in radio for you to win your way to the PBR. That's coming up all here on a Wednesday morning with the Moo Crew and CJW.